Hey there, welcome back. Well, this week we're going down a different road. A poignant, touching road. A road that, sadly or joyfully, we all must travel. It's a matter of perspective. Come on, let's get started. He could fix anything, but this, this was something even he couldn't fix. This week's episode, Signals. Ray ran his auto repair shop for 46 years. Sedans, SUVs, and pickups. Gummed up carburetors and burned out clutches. Ray, he could fix it all. Every year, Tilly Thompson brought Ray her 93 Buick. Always the same thing. Her damn turn signals. Always gave Ray fits. Tilly's garage, you see, it was a refuge for rats. After they ate through all of her cat food, they feasted on the Buick's wiring. Oh, retirement. It couldn't come soon enough. It was only a year since Ray shut his shop doors and retired. He walked in the kitchen that morning and put his arm around his wife, Betty. Sweetie, you might want to sit down for this. Oh, Raymond, what are you up to now? She smiled as she turned around and wiped her hands on her apron. What do you got behind your back, you silly man? After 52 years, Betty thought she knew all of her husband's little tricks. Sweetie, I went to see Doc Anderson last week. I didn't want to get you all worked up over nothing. Not till I was sure. But you know how sometimes you finish my sentences for me? Or whisper somebody's name so I won't be embarrassed? We'd laugh, saying how it was just a senior moment. Well, Doc did some tests. And just like my dad, I'm getting Alzheimer's. Betty just sat there, not knowing what to say. So, Ray jumped right in. Here's what we're going to do. Remember how Dad, when he could barely talk and we never knew for sure if he understood what we said? The frustration he felt, he couldn't answer. He'd just look away. Well, yesterday I made this. Ray took his hand out from behind his back. He was holding his old work cap, grease stains and everything. But on the bill he had wired two flashlight bulbs. Well, Tilly's damn Buick was good for something. Watch this. Ray's fingers fumbled. If it happens to me, if I lose my speech like Dad, and you ask me a question, I'll just flip this little switch right here. If my answer is yes, look, the bulb on the right flashes. And if it's no, the one on the left. Betty forced a little smile. Of course she had known this day was coming. And as usual, Ray was taking it in stride. Oh, Raymond, you're always fixing something. A tear ran down her cheek. But wait, sweetie, wait, check this out. If I do this, look, when I flip it down, both lights will flash. That's me saying, I love you. I love you. The day arrived sooner than anyone expected, even Doc Anderson. Ray's word searches declined to head nods and grunts. Ugh. Then, silent stares. But thankfully, just as the master mechanic who could fix anything had planned, his lights worked perfectly. Ray, sweetie, would you like roast beef for supper tonight? Betty would ask. Ray flipped the switch on his cap. The light on the right flashed. Yes. Bobby, who always came over on Saturday afternoons to watch the game with his dad. Hey, Pops, you want to watch the Yankees? The left side flashed. No. Okay, then. I guess we're going to watch the Cardinals. Yes. The bedroom curtains were closed. The hospice nurse pulled Ray's blankets up when she finished. then put his cap back on his head. A tear ran down Betty's cheek. The nurse hugged her. "It's okay, Betty. Ray's comfortable." 2 years later, it was midnight. Ray struggled to breathe, eyes darting, searching. Betty roused from her bedside chair. "Honey, are you okay? You want a sip of water?" Neither light came on. Are you cold, dear?" Blank stare. Still no lights. Ray's lips moved, struggling to say something.
"B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b
Battery. As Betty returned with a fresh 9-volt, she smiled to herself. Oh, my sweet Ray, still fixing things. 2 a.m. Ray convulsed. Betty shot up from her chair. She knew. She hugged him tight. Ray flipped the switch down. Both lights. I love you. Then again. I love you. And again. And again. I love you. I love you. Then the lights went dark.